Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Thanks so much for joining me on today's weekday podcast. You know, the story found in the book of Acts of Jesus' ascension to heaven, it describes that the ascent of Jesus from this earth to the heavenly realms, according to the book of Acts, this ascension of Jesus takes place 40 days after the resurrection in the presence of his disciples. Jesus is risen up after advising them to stay in Jerusalem and wait upon the arrival of the Holy Spirit. As he rises, a cloud obscures him from their view, and two men in white arrive to tell them that he will return in the same way that you have seen him go into heaven. Now, this is a really powerful doctrine. I mean, in Christian doctrine, the ascension is correlated with this wonderful picture of Jesus, meaning that his ascension, Jesus took his seat at the right hand of God, where the text gives us a picture. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. In Acts chapter 1, this is what the Bible says. Then they gathered around him and asked him, "Lord, are you at this time going to restore the kingdom of Israel?" Now remember, these guys have been with him 3 years. They've walked with him and talked with him. They've seen him do all these miracles, but their question is still about this physical kingdom of Israel. And he said to them, "It is not for you to know the times or dates the Father has sent by his own authority, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth." And after he said this, he was taken up before their very eyes, and a cloud hid him from their sight. They were looking intently up into the sky as he was going, when suddenly two men dressed in white stood beside them. "Men of Galilee," they said, "why do you stand here looking into the sky? This same Jesus who has been taken from you into heaven will come back in the same way that you have seen him go into heaven." Then the apostles returned to Jerusalem from the hill called the Mount of Olives, a Sabbath day walk from the city. Now, I've been there at that mount, and you know what I am always touched by is the fact that Jesus gave us crystal clear marching orders upon his leaving this place. There he goes into heaven with the promise that he's going to return. But between now and then, Acts 1:8 says what we are to do, that we are going to receive the power when the Holy Spirit comes on you. When does that happen? When we accept Christ as Savior. The gift we get is the presence of the Holy Spirit indwelling us. And then he says, because of that, you'll be my witnesses. You'll be the people that tell the world about me in Jerusalem, meaning right where you're at, and in all Judea, an expanded area, and Samaria, even going wider in the circle, and to the ends of the earth, literally across the globe. Why is it that we send teams and money to Kenya? Because of Acts 1:8. Why is it we build churches in Cuba or in Haiti? Because of Acts 1:8. Why do we go serve people in the love of Christ following the hurricane in the Bahamas? Because of Acts 1:8. He is gone so that we could experience the beauty and the wonder of the third part of God, the Holy Spirit, indwelling us and giving us peace, power, and direction. And as that happens, we can count on the time that he's going to return, but he has given us all authority and all power to go do this work. I want to encourage you, don't go into the throne room of God without coming boldly and with a willingness to know God's given us these marching orders. Will we pick it up and go or not? Today, my friend, go on. He has gone someday to return. And between now and then, we're to be receiving his power through the Holy Spirit to be witnesses Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. There's no place that we're not supposed to talk all about him. God bless you, friend. Thanks for joining me on another weekday podcast.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.